From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Hunters are always looking for the perfect place to harvest a deer or elk. Once they find it, they often go back to that same area year after year for decades. But now, many hunters are complaining that their hunting spots on public land are getting way too crowded. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Mark Olson won't go hunting this year.
It's simply not worth it.
Olson is a lifelong hunter and retiree living in southern Idaho. He says people are crowding his hunting spot on public land, and he says they're practicing poor etiquette, not keeping their distance and not checking in with neighbors. He has a disability and a special permit to hunt beside the road, so unfortunately, he can't hike out very far to escape new people. That's frustrating because hunting in the secluded woods is what he and many others look forward to every year.
That's our cookie for the year, for being good, for getting out of bed and going to work, and we look forward to that.
Talking with him, you can hear the construction of homes in the background, almost as if our interview is being crowded out, too. While more people are moving west, numbers of elk and deer hunters haven't been going up much in our region. Tag numbers are generally limited based on animal populations. But there are a few more theories as to why hunting on public lands seems more crowded to Olson and others. One is digital mapping. More people are finding new slices of public land to hunt. Another is a series of changes on private land. Some ranches don't want to deal with hunters anymore. Others have been sold.
I have never seen so many no trespassing signs and red paint in my whole life. Places where people have been welcome for decades are no longer welcome.
And that can push people onto public lands. So I looked into both of those possibilities, starting with the mapping. As it turns out, there are more ways to find public lands than ever before. And there could soon be even more, thanks to the Federal Mapland Act, which was signed into law this summer. Idaho Senator Jim Risch helped introduce it. Here he is talking in a hearing last year.
And it'll give hunters and fishermen and hikers and all kinds of recreationists and other public land users the ability to see who owns what land.
It requires public land agencies to digitize and standardize maps so the public can easily use them. That could help prevent accidental trespassing, but could also mean hunters traveling to new places or crowding new areas. So mapping could be one reason Olson sees more people at his spot. But what about changes to private land? Well, that's harder to calculate. What I could do is analyze walk-in acres or private landowner agreements with states to allow hunting. Those acres have gone down significantly in some states, like New Mexico and Utah. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources said it went from 125,000 acres in 2017 to about 65,000 acres now, partially because of land sales and development. While Idaho's walk-in acreage went up, there is still evidence that land sales are pushing more hunters out.
We are seeing in this state some turnover of those large traditional ranches, as in other states.
That's Roger Phillips with Idaho Fish and Game.
And I don't want to stereotype a new buyer, but it's a new person coming in. So when those old relationships are lost, there's certainly the possibility that folks who used to hunt on that property aren't going to have that opportunity anymore.
Phillips says his agency is aware of concerns about overcrowding. He knows that just a few more hunters in your usual area can make a big difference.
Depending on what you're hunting for, it doesn't take very many before you say, gee, there's a lot of people out here. And sometimes it's just one other hunter.
The agency is working with academics to survey hunters and figure out which areas are getting crowded. Also, as of last year, it started limiting out-of-staters' access to deer and elk hunting. So anecdotally, people are moving around and concentrating in certain areas of public land. That can mean more garbage or new hunters not checking in with others nearby, which can be dangerous. Back in southern Idaho, I ask Olson if he'll ever hunt again.
I can't make that particular determination right now because, like I said, that's my cookie for the year. That's what I look forward to.
He just hopes wildlife agencies can limit hunting in certain areas, so there's less pressure on game and more open space for people like him, even if that means he doesn't get a tag to harvest an animal every year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And Madeline is joining us live now to talk more about her story. Good to have you back on the show, Madeline.
Good to be here.
So how did you find the main source for this story, Mark Olson?
Well, actually, it's funny. He found me. Last year, I did some reporting on meat processing facilities and how there were some backlogs of, you know, hunters trying to get their deer into those processing facilities. And mainly, I found that there were some market disruptions going on and more changing to these local markets where, you know, cattlemen were taking their beef. So there was less room and less employees to service these deer. But Mark called me and was like, well, what about, you know, more hunters? Like, is that, could that be a component of this? Because I'm seeing an awful lot of people where I hunt. And luckily, you know, I had called around and asked about that. And people had said there wasn't an increase in tags really over the last couple of years, or at least a big significant increase. So now I am, you know, I was able to reach back out to him this year and say, you know, what was happening? Why are there more hunters where you are? And it turns out his story was not unique. After talking with others, it turns out that this is becoming a problem, like a couple of the reasons that I talked about in my story, you know, because of mapping, because of technologies. One of the things I didn't even get into is, you know, it's also because of the changing access as far as, you know, people being able to use UTVs and ATVs to get to areas they weren't before.
So explain to us again, Madeline, what exactly is Idaho Fish and Game doing to help prevent public land crowding?
Yeah, so they're doing a few things. And one of them, when it comes to like deer hunting, they're starting to limit tags for out-of-staters, like where they can use their deer tags. Before, you know, you could get a deer tag as an out-of-stater and use it pretty much in a lot of different locations around the state. And now that they are far more limited in where they can use that. And so you won't potentially have as many crowding these public land areas right outside Boise, for example. And then with elk, it was already that way, but they are limiting it even more as far as, you know, how many out-of-staters get to hunt. And it's really interesting to see, you know, what's going to happen from that. That is a recent change. So we don't know if that's going to change the dynamics that much. But because of that, they are also working with, you know, academics to see if they can find out exactly, you know, where things are getting crowded. They're surveying hunters this next year. So if you're a hunter out there listening to this, you know, keep an eye out for those sorts of surveys.
Well, as always, Madeline, we really appreciate your reporting on this. And we should note that you have a lot more data on the web version of your story. So if you want to learn more, go to our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, and of course, learn more about that. But Madeline, always good to have you with us.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Madeline Beck with the Mountain West News Bureau about hunters being crowded here in Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.